Thank you very much for that reading this morning. Mother Teresa said, and this is a quote, "What I do is a drop in the ocean, but in the ocean there are..."
For those of you that have seen our youth services before, you'll have noticed that I'm not Tom, Tom, Joe or Matt, because they usually do this bit. So this is new for me. This is not what I do. I normally hide back there and tap a beat or something. I don't know what I'm doing. But like Dave's already said, the theme today is making a difference. And we've just seen a drama of the Good Samaritan where a man is mugged and left for dead. A priest walks past, a man who you'd think would help, and he sees the man's pain, crosses the side of the road, and then hurries away. So the man is clearly devastated that this priest has walked by. Later, a Levite comes and sees the man on the floor. He sees the man's pain, and he feels the man's pain, but he doesn't act. And he also walks away. The third man that comes down the road is a Samaritan, and he does all three. He sees the man's pain, he feels the man's pain, and he acts on the man's pain. He heals, he bounds his wounds, and takes him to an inn, and pays for the money that it costs for him to be there. That is true compassion from the Samaritan, and for me it shows a little bit of the compassion that Jesus showed for us when he died on the cross. Not as much, but in his teaching, you can see that he's trying to get at. One of the main teachings in this passage, for me, is the question, how do we treat those different from ourselves? I am not great at treating those different from myself, as I would like to be treated. Because, not because I'm a horrible person, but because when people slack off, it really gets to me. I don't like it when people slack off. Especially if they could be good at what they're doing. For example, there's a kid at the band that I play in. He's a euphonium player, and he does not play the music right. He sits there, does this, just twiddles the valves, doesn't do anything that he's meant to be doing. He laughs at others that go wrong when he goes wrong the majority of the time, and he doesn't listen to anyone that's trying to help him. Now, that really got on my nerves, and eventually I snapped and had a go at him, and I felt bad at that because I probably shouldn't have. So I went and talked to a leader of a camp that I went to, and she had some words with me and said, well, just go up to him, talk to him, tell him that he could be good. Tell him that he needs to listen and to stop laughing at others, and I did. He is gradually getting better. Maybe. We're trying. Another way of treating others that are different from ourselves, the way we want to be treated, is what you've just seen, the noise. We helped people in Lawrence Weston have a good time and to relax, whereas they're normally quite up and tense because it's a rough area. They're worried about what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, it's about the choices we make. And the choices that the Samaritan made were very sacrificial. He may have looked bad in the eye of society, but he did them anyway. And for me, it's not as big as what the Samaritan did, but for talking to that boy, it took a lot of courage to restrain myself from using force, as he does get on my wick a bit. But there is one question I'd like to ask you before we go and have two more songs, and that's the question, who are you like out of these three people that walked past? Are you like the priest? Do you stand, watch and see the man's pain and then walk on? Do you feel what's going bad with the situation, or do you act on it? And so we're going to go back and have two quieter songs. Afterwards, I'll give you time to reflect on which you think you're more like, and then I'll come back and speak again. So lucky you. At the end of the passage, Jesus says, go and do likewise. And once again, I'm going to ask you a question, because I like asking questions, because it means I don't have to keep speaking. And you can do it yourself, and I'll just go and sit down. But that question is, what does that look like for you? Going and doing likewise, what does that look like for you? For example, if you've got someone in your workplace that slacks off or just does something that they shouldn't be doing, how could you make a difference to them? If there's someone somewhere that you know is doing something that you shouldn't be doing something, or they're struggling with life, how could you help them? If you could get into groups of maybe a pew, like get into groups in your pew and talk about how you could do that, and then I'll come round with a mic and get things. Because I'm lazy, so I don't want to keep talking. I am back. Have you had long enough? Have you had long enough to talk? No. Yeah. Did you have long enough to talk? Because I don't know. I don't know how long to leave something like that. I've never done this before. But anyway, would anyone like to share what they talked about in their group? You don't have to. I'm not going to pick on you. Anyone? Yeah, I see. Cheers, Bill.
Well, when we started our discussion, we realised just that we do it all.
Thanks, Bill. I don't think so.
Do it all except turn it off.
No.
I've got an orange light. Is that any
better? No? Yes, now. See, our discussions, we decided that we do it all. We do see what's going on, apart from the bits we don't see. We do actually feel so much for all of the horrible things in the world, and we do act on some of them. And then we realise, of course, we don't act on everything. We can't. But we're so blessed as a church that so many people act on so many things for us, and therefore we can support them. And this is a bit about Mother Teresa, you know, saying that we're just a drop in the ocean, but if that drop wasn't there, wouldn't it be missed? And it's the same for us. What we can do is only one person's worth, but if all the one people did something, it would be one hell of a thing. So we would think we would like to act.
Thank you, Bill. Anyone else that would like to share? Back there.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Shall I stand up?
You can do what you want.
I'm standing up so you can see who I'm speaking to. I'm a visitor here today and last week, and hopefully for one more Sunday. And when you're sort of confronted with this, and you don't, you know, we know some people here, but we just happened to turn to some people in our pew who have been through what we are going through at the moment, which is we're sort of, our church, sadly, is breaking up. And they're all very, quite elderly like me, 80 plus. And it's become very, very difficult because they believe in the old ways. And we had a couple come that had tried very hard to change things and make a difference. And we found this very refreshing, thinking, this is it, this couple, you know, we will go along with this. But sadly, not everybody feels like this. And so we're right on the edge of leaving. But, you know, this lady said to me, Jane said to me, you know, like us, she said, people say, oh, you're leaving a sinking ship. And that's very sad, because coming here has made a difference to me today. And I want to try and take this home with me and sort of tell people that this is what it's been like here for me, and try and help them. This is the thing, really. It's sort of making a difference in a church. But you hit, like the young man said, you hit a bit of a problem when the person you're trying to, or the people you're trying to help to, you know, come and move forward a little bit, just a little bit, say, no, we've done this for 75 years and it's always worked. It's worked. But sadly, we all have to move on, whether you're in business or in a church. And we do need to move on. This church is moving on all the time. And yes, it's not easy when you're 80 plus. You think, for goodness sake, it did work. But really, you just do need to move on. And this is the thing that's confronting us just at the moment. Do you know, do we jump out of it and go to another church that is moving on and take part in everything, or struggle on? That's quite a question, especially when you've been at the church for a long time and you have friends there. What do you do? So, yes, try and make a difference. And we'll carry on trying to make a difference. Thank you very much.
Well, following on from that lady, I think I would like to be the last man in that story. As to whether I always am, I probably not, but I would like to be. Because that man looked, he felt, he responded, he gave up his time, he gave up his money, and he was obviously on a journey himself somewhere. And I think sometimes God will say, well, actually, Hayley, what are you doing that's so important that you can't stop at the point there where somebody's in real need? And two people walked by and left somebody in a critical state, in a dying state possibly, and just went on. Where were they going that was so much more important than stopping and meeting people right at their point of need?
It's really interesting what Ruben said earlier about sort of challenging people or trying to move people forward. And I find more often than not I'm the second person, in that I feel the person's pain, but I'm just downright empathetic. I don't act on it. I don't do something about it. And just sort of reflecting there, think about Jesus' attitude. Whenever Jesus heals someone, or whenever he challenges someone or speaks to people, it always starts with love. You always see Jesus looked at him with love and said. And it must be the same for us. If we want to move people forward, if we want to minister to people, if we want to help people through their struggles, it needs to start with love.
If there is anyone else, then I've got time for about one or two more, but if not, then we'll move on.
Thank you. Hi, I felt somebody should say something, since we are, a lot of us, of the people here, are from Chernobyl Children's Lifeline. And concentrating on the second question rather than the one, which is, which of the three are we? How can you make a difference? I think there are a lot of people who see a problem through a charity very often. In our case, it's Chernobyl children. They are still suffering from the events that happened when the nuclear reactor blew up, and there is still contamination over there. So they grow up and they're not as well as the children over here. And so lots of people commit time, commit money, and put in a bit to help bring children over here. We do it every year, and you in Down End help us greatly, which is fantastic. And talking along the row here in the pew, there are other things that people have seen and just do because they've been touched. And I think that's where you make a difference. You feel touched and you can go and do something. There's a lady who goes and teaches prisoners to read. There's a lady who goes delivering books to housebound people. There are other things that in charities that people work on. And that, I think, is how we make a difference, because they're all little drops, as you said. Thank you.
I'll hand back to Dave.
Thank you very much. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so